Well, here's the latest. According to the New York Times, women are responsible for 85% of sales of luxury products. That happened last year. Why the trend? We turn to the one in the throes of, well, these consumer products, these sales of luxury products, and, well, those cars that we drive. Cheryl Connolly, Ford Motor Company Global Consumer Trends and Featuring Manager, on the line to share. Good morning to you, Cheryl.
Hi.
Which means, how do you spend your day?
You know, as the in-house futurist of Ford Motor Company, I think people think it's a very exotic title, but I spend most of my time reading, you know, a lot of desktop research. Ultimately, when we're trying to understand what the future might hold, what guides our discussion, our exploration, our patterns, you know, what kind of patterns do we see? And so, for instance, this increasing influence of women is a pattern that we've been tracking for quite some time.
You bet. Well, that's why we get the best when we talk. And in just a second, we want to do some case study and bring in, I know, Ford Lincoln's newest vehicles, certainly prime for this. So I guess I'll just ask the question, why the trend? Can you talk about this study of these 85% of sales of luxury products purchased by women?
Well, I'd like to start just a little bit more broadly, and we can talk about, you know, why do we see women's prominence increasing around the world, and we call it the female frontier, because while women are achieving new heights in terms of personal and professional goal attainment, it's not evenly distributed, but it is exciting nonetheless, because we see even in kind of developing countries or underdeveloped countries, more and more leaders are recognizing the shorter path to economic growth is to educate the girls. And so we see in advances in education for women around the world. In fact, in a lot of countries, including the United States, the girls outnumber the boys throughout education. And in the United States, we have girls that are more likely to get a bachelor's, master's, or PhD degree. And so as those numbers start to tip even further, I think their influence in the marketplace will be more readily recognized.
You bet. So female buyers grew at more than 11 times the rate of the Lincoln brand overall in the last 10 years and at twice the rates of the overall luxury segment. Let's expand.
Well, you know, women, when we think about men and women when they want in a vehicle, generally, we know that they want the same things, but women tend to have a longer list, and the way they ask for things are fundamentally different. For instance, a man will focus on the technology, the science, and the engineering of the vehicle, where women tend to focus more on solutions, the context, or the narrative. And that plays really well to a brand like Lincoln, because Lincoln has a really kind of strong story in terms of where they're positioning the brand. This notion that Lincoln delivers quiet luxury might be more appealing to the aesthetic of some women out there that have earned a certain level of success, and they want to manifest that in a certain way in their purchases, but they don't necessarily want to be demonstrative or showy about it.
But let's dive into the somewhat we're calling a case study with the what Lincoln and women, the commonality. I mean, this technology, the Lincoln Continental Approach Detection technology, does this attract us?
I think so. I mean, we know that women tend to favor products or features that give them a stronger sense of safety, security, or even convenience. And perhaps this case study that you refer to, the Lincoln Continental Approach Detection Technology, delivers all three of those things. And so what happens is when you approach the vehicle and you have the car keys in your purse, your pocketbook, your briefcase, whatever it is, the vehicle recognizes you, and so it anticipates your arrival, and it turns on the lights, basically outside the vehicle, projecting a welcome mat on the ground. And fundamentally, that's convenient so that you can avoid puddles or debris. But I think subconsciously, there are these women that have been hearing all their adult life that you have to be very worried about what's underneath your car, what's lurking between cars. And so this gives them that greater sense of safety, confidence, peace of mind. And then we take a little further. The styling for the Lincoln is really great. And so the door handles are actually kind of embedded into the window frame, if you will. And so the door handles illuminate, and so that it kind of complements that exterior. And once you get inside, we have things like signature LED accent lights included on the outside, headlamps and tail lamps. But inside, you see like an ambient interior lighting on your door panel, the instrument panel, even the cup holders. And these features, you know, they're certainly not groundbreaking. We recognize
sure.
that. But when we think about the approach that our designers adopted within the Lincoln Interior Strategy Team, they said, we want that car to be a sanctuary. And so how do you welcome someone that you really care about into your home? You know, you turn on all the lights so that they won't have any trouble finding your house. You make sure everything is within arm's reach. You try to make an environment that is serene and comfortable. And I think that's exactly what they were striving here. Those are the directional cues.
If automakers want to be players in this field, Cheryl, are these ideas what they need to do?
Well, I think everyone is trying to think through how do we anticipate what consumers want. And for Ford, we're really lucky we've had this trend work that's been in play for well over a decade. And nobody knows what the future holds, not even corporate futurists. But we can look to cues like social, technological, economic, environmental, and political forces to better anticipate. And that's really what's happening within Ford. Several years ago, we were talking about, what are the things that will shape our design DNA? And the two things that came up during those discussions was the rising influence of women, that the female aesthetic will become increasingly powerful and influential. But we also know that while the car has been adding more and more information, more connectivity, becoming a productivity capsule, if you will, there's also a counter trend that says people want their car to be a sanctuary, a decompression chamber, a place where you escape it all and you unwind from the day.
Cheryl Connolly with us on behalf of Ford Motor Company, Global Consumer Trends and Futuring Manager, talking about this, according to the New York Times, a study that women are responsible for 85% of sales of luxury products over this past year. A couple more minutes left. Cheryl, first of all, just reading through other highlights of this, I think it's the new 2016 Lincoln. The head restraint moves straight back to allow women to rest their head comfortably, and here comes my angle, even when wearing a hat or a high ponytail.
Yes. I think that these are details that are small, but the impact is great. That you sit in it, you use it, and some of that comes from just observational research, or anecdotal. We might have a woman engineer or a woman designer that says, wait, every time I'm in my car and I'm in the passenger seat and I want to take a nap, I have to take off my hat, I have to take my hair out of my ponytail. And so these are the types of insights, albeit small, that we're trying to understand just so that we create this environment that has thought through every possibility.
Cheryl, what's been your career journey?
What's been my career journey?
Yeah.
It's a really unlikely career journey. I studied finance in undergrad. I got my law degree and an MBA, and I started within Ford and sales, wholesaling cars to dealers, which was really unlikely for someone who doesn't consider themselves a traditional car person. But I learned a ton from them. They were so generous with their time. They taught me about the cars, their business, the industry as a whole.
Yeah.
But a little over a decade ago, I had an unexpected career turn and joined the Trends team. And it's such a fascinating, rich area because the insights that we gather here about what's happening in the world outside of automobiles really lends itself to discussions throughout the entire enterprise. So I work with the designers, the engineers, but I also might work with people in purchasing, IT, even human resources.
Very nice. We talk more by you giving a website or contact information, Cheryl Connolly. How do we find out more about this and Ford Motor Company?
So if your listeners want to learn a little bit more about Ford's forward view perspective, they can check out FordTrends.com and download our latest trend book for 2016.
Great. Thanks, Cheryl Connolly. Take care.
Thank you.